Case number 10,166. Joan
Wisniewski, I think.
Wisniewski, north of Route 58B, east of Oliver Drive, being lot TH34 within Bayview Landing Development. You're seeking a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Jerry Schaefer.
Or James.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. We're requesting a 10-foot rear setback. There's a 20-foot setback now. We were requesting that it be changed to a 10-foot rear setback. Right now, when she comes out her door on that little side unit there, there's air conditioning units and all that there. She can't really do much there. We pretty much wanted to go out the back 10 feet.
Mr. Chairman, Bayview Landing, there has never been any variances there that I can see back, going back.
All the way down to townhomes, nobody at all built at all yet because of that 20-foot setback. A lot of people came up and asked, you know, what we were doing and if I could actually build a screen and porch there. I've seen a lot of interest if I'm allowed to do it.
See. But I have to inform the board, you know, this is the first.
It should be the first?
Yes.
This has already been built?
No.
Okay.
I thought you were asking. I saw it. No, it's not. It's not there.
And none of the units out there have decks or porches?
None of them. They don't have decks or nothing. You just come out the back door and it's grass.
How long they all been there?
They're still building in there. I would say those homes been there about a year and a half.
Did you have an organization or anything in there?
They have a home association.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
CPR, they gave me approval for it.
CPR gave you approval for it.
I talked to you, I think it was Jerry Rice or Jerry Wright on Thursday of last week, and he told me he didn't have no problems with it.
I think he should have put documentation for you there.
I had told him that the variance meeting was on Monday at 7 a.m. He said he would do everything to get it to me, and I called Joan this evening before I came here, and she said she didn't receive it yet.
Didn't receive the
letter in the mail. I asked him if I could pick it up, and he said no. I didn't see why it would have been a problem to drive up and pick it up, but I did talk to him Thursday of last week.
So he tried everything?
Yeah, because I hand them in all the time. I do a lot of work down there.
Sure.
We handed it in to him when we handed it in, you know, for the variance. It's like well over a month. I thought I should have had it back by now.
Okay. You know, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
That open space is parcel 10. Is that?
It's all common ground behind there. I measured out. It went 30-some feet to the end of the grass that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. What's on the other side of that open space? Are there more homes?
Woods. There's just woods there. There's nothing there.
It's not part of this development.
We've just gone through this, haven't we, Mr. DeBurl, on these townhouses? Putting.
Are you speaking about
the
one that
that blanket burn? variance.
Right, but they were actually, the decks were desired to be built in between the two.
This is similar.
There were, all of them could meet the setback except for two, I believe.
And I think you got another one coming up, sort of in the flank of it.
How many units are there here?
I think there are 8 units along. 6 to 8 would be my guess. Hers is right in the middle of them all, too.
None of them are built with decks at all, then?
No, none of them have decks.
It appears there's a deck on the corner, back corner of the house.
I think that's proposed also.
That's what I'm proposing, yeah.
Okay.
You could do that one without the variance.
Right.
Just can't do the porch.
Right. And that would be so tiny for her that she really couldn't do much there because she can't go to her side property line with all the air conditioning stuff that's there. It kind of traps her in that little corner there. Down through there, that's what the deck was, just 8 foot wide and 16 out. It would go 6 foot into that 10-foot setback. And that's more or less just a walkway for her to get to the porch.
Who's the builder of these?
How do you build so close to the side property line? Of the townhouse?
Townhouse.
You said there's air conditioning.
They can set the rules, the commission, of what, in the townhouse.
Who built these things?
Brian Holmes.
The question he was asking is one you didn't know anything about. It was something the board had before several weeks ago. Everybody's sort of thinking, well, if they're that popular, if everybody wants a deck and a porch, why didn't they develop them that way? You know, it's like they just build them without ever thinking about it.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that they don't build them because it gives me a lot of work. You know, I can go around and build them.
I appreciate your honesty. That's pretty good. Sure. But that's the reason CPR, I was looking for a letter from CPR.
It wasn't uncommon, though, for Ryan and all the others to build out as much as they could.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. They built at maximum they could. Mm. Made enough for nobody else.
Early on,
that's why I didn't mention it, huh?
Early on, they came and wanted to put 4,000 and 5,000 square foot homes on half acre lots.
Mm-hmm. And then. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? No further questions? Any further questions? Okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,166 under advisement.
One more request that if you would be interested in adding this to that is a copy of the letter Mr. Rickards was talking about from the association.
Do you want to table it for that then?
Yeah, table it for that.
I may change the motion to table it until the letter is received from the association.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,166 for the purpose only of having a letter from the association, which is this
CPR.
Set of property managers.
Yeah, the property managers, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I get that, what do I?
Yeah, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Yes, so when you get that, you could get it in there to the secretary.
Bring it into you.
But if you would.
Okay. I'll get it by tomorrow. I'll go up. I'll tell them, you know, I should have had it for tonight. If I need it.
Okay. At the hearing's closed, which means that there'll be no more testimony or anything in the future. It'll come up on a future agenda.
Okay.
But no one will be able to speak. The hearing's closed.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Case number.